Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zevachim Tzadi, Zevachim 90b, pagination is 180, but I'd like to begin our session on the first page of the Perek, so that would put us at Peites Amud Aleph, 89a, pagination 177. Towards the middle of the page, on the topic of Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, a mitzvah that's frequent and a mitzvah that's infrequent, we have a rule that you do the more frequent one first. The Mishnah states, Kol ha-mekudosh me-chaveiro kodem es-chaveiro. If something is holier than its friend, that is also a reason to give it precedence. And the Gemara, which we will do today, Yemirtz Hashem, is going to ask the question, if you have one that's Tadir and one that's Mekudosh, so they each have reasons for precedence, which one would hold sway? But let's just introduce right now the concept of Mekudosh, something that's not any more frequent than the other, it's just holier. That gives it precedence. We indeed encountered this concept previously on Pei Aleph Amud Beis 81b, where we discuss that something that's blood is brought on the upper part of the Mizbeach is considered holier and is granted precedence. You're supposed to do it first in a most definitive way. You must do it first than something that's on the bottom of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara there, in fact, continued and said, Kach mitzvah la'aktem panim l'chutz. A carbon that's brought on the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash gets precedence over something that's brought on the outer part of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's this concept of kol ha-mekudosh mechavero kodem eschavero, something that's holier gets precedence. Now, this concept of mekudosh is not one rule fits the entire carbon and everything is the same. It's going to actually depend which part of the carbon we're processing, and in that aspect, is it considered mekudosh? Is it holier? And therefore the Mishnah expands on this and says, Dam hachatos kodem ledam ha'ola. If you're dealing with the blood of the chatas and the blood of a carbon ola, and you're questioning which one, if they're both available, should I sprinkle first on the mizbeach? So dam chatas comes first, mipnei shehu meratze, because it has the power of atonement, that it's going to take a person who has severe violation associated with him and absolve him. That's very powerful. Dam chatas gets precedence. Sprinkle it first. However, a vare ola kodmim le'emure chatos. If you have the parts of the carbon ola that are going to be brought on the mizbeach and the parts of the carbon chatos that are going to be brought on the mizbeach, we're going to do the ola first, mipnei shehu kalil lo ishim, because in that respect, carbon ola, which is totally for the mizbeach, is considered a holier, more strongly positioned carbon than a chatas, of which only part of it goes on the mizbeach. Let's continue on today's daf, Tzadi Amud Beis, 90b, pagination 180. And you'll see just below midway on the page, Masnisen in the beginning of a line. And let's drop into the Mishnah six lines towards the middle of a line. Kishem shekodman bahakravason, just like we said, that a carbon would come first in bringing it and processing it. Similarly, kodmim ba'achilason, we would give precedent to it in terms of eating it. Shlamim shel emesh u'shlamim shel yom. If you have shlamim from yesterday and shlamim from today, shel emesh kodmim l'shel yom, you would eat yesterday's before you eat today's. It got precedence. It was brought first. And now we get into the differences between different karbanos. Shlamim shel emesh chatos v'asham shel hayom. If you have the shlamim of yesterday and the Chatas and the Asham of today, Shalomim Shel Emesh Kodmim Divi Reb Meir. The Shalomim of yesterday is going to come before the Chatas and Asham because it has the precedence that it was yesterday. V'chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say, Chatas Kodemes. Even if it's a comparison between yesterday's carbon and today's carbon, the Chatas will still get precedence. Mipneshi Kodshe Kodoshim, because it's the Holy of Holies, and therefore Chatas is more holy, and more holy will overcome the priority of yesterday's carbon. As I mentioned, we finally hit the Gemara that compares Todir and Mekudash. Four lines from the bottom where the Gemara begins. Iboiluhu, they ask the following question. Todir u'mekudosh eze mehem kodem. If you have frequent, or you have, and compared to that, is going to be holy, which one comes first? Todir kodem, the frequent one comes first. Mishom de todir, because it's frequent. Odilma, or maybe. Mekudosh kodem, the holy one comes first. Dekodesh, because it has that priority that it's holy. The Gemara says, Tashma, come and hear a proof. Temidim kodmim la musafim. Temidim come before musaf. Va'af agav de musafim kadishi. Even though the carbon musaf is holier because it's called a Shabbos carbon, nevertheless, the tamid comes first. So we seem to feel that that's an example of Todir and Mekudash, and Todir is still getting priority. And the Gemara says something phenomenal, which I'd like to develop. Atu Shabbos lamusafim ahani l'temidim lo ahani. Do you really think that Shabbos uplifts the musafim that are being brought because it's Shabbos, and it doesn't uplift the tamid which is being brought on Shabbos, even though it would have been brought on a weekday too. But now it's being brought on Shabbos, and it gets elevated because it's Shabbos. And therefore, they're both Mekudash. There's no priority as far as Mekudash goes, and that's why Temidim came first, but you have no proof that Todir and Mekudash, Todir on its own, would come first? No, it's because the Todir in this case is also Mekudash because it's being brought on Shabbos. Likewise, if you'll skip down to the seventh or eighth line, another Tashema, Birchas Hayayin Tedira or Birchas Hayom Eina Tedira. We have a statement that the reason in Kiddush that Yayin, wine, comes first with its bracha before the Birchas Hayom is because the Birchas Hayayin is Tadir, is more frequent. V'tadir she'ena Tadir, Tadir kodem. If you have frequent and infrequent, the Tadir comes first. Ask the Gemara, afagav the Birchas Hayom Kiddisha, even though the bracha of Shabbos is holier than the bracha of wine. And the Gemara says here as well, Atu Shabbos lebirchas hayom ahani lebirchas hayayin lo ahani. Do you really think that Shabbos elevates the bracha of Shabbos and doesn't also elevate the bracha of wine? And this is an amazing concept, that if you make a bracha during the week and you're making the exact same bracha on Shabbos, and the reason for you making the bracha might be the same, but if you're reciting it on Shabbos, it gets elevated. That's the expression of the Karban Tamid. That's the expression, the Birchas Hayayin does not seem to be just because it's part of Kiddush, because the Tamid example wasn't part of the Karban Shabbos. It's just that that same deed is being done on Shabbos. It automatically has a whole different level of Kiddusha, and therefore the Gemara assumes that Kedusha was not a factor in prioritizing because they both have that same level of Kedusha. All that's left is Tadir and Tadir and Eina Tadir, and that's why Tadir was given precedence. But the question of Tadir and Kadosh still needs to be explored. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.